one of the shows that we can't wait to get back on the air when things get back to normal is Pet Talk, 2 to 3 every Saturday morning with our friend, the lovely Dr. Andrea Dennis-Levine from Bloomfield Animal Hospital. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hey, Doc.
Good morning, Joe. Ray?
I have only one question before we get into the topic at hand. Have you studied all 234 pages of the agenda for the Board of Trustees meeting that begins at 8:30?
Not only have I studied it, there's highlighted sections. I've done my homework.
Good for you, but that's always the way you work.
I'm sure you have, and of course we'll be following that today for the athletics angle, which everybody is looking forward to because it's a tough situation. I'm sure David Benedict has spent long hours thinking about how to get his budget down. So
he has. I cannot say enough about our athletic director. He works extremely hard. He reaches out to all the different constituents, and there's some tough decisions that he's had to make. But it's a month in the making.
Yeah. Let's talk about pets, because obviously the pets are looking at their owners crazy, saying, "What are you doing here all the time?
Go away."
Right. When people go back to work, when the owners go back to work, what is the pet going to go through?
It's going to be a transition for some. We already know that some dogs are prone to separation anxiety to begin with. And I think it would be time to try to get them used to it now. You know, leave the house. Don't bring them along, especially could tie this into the heat and not bringing your pets in your car anyways. But even when you do go to the grocery store or go to the gas station, let's leave them at home. Let them have some time to themselves. I do like some of the safe toys like Kongs that you can maybe leave a little bit of peanut butter inside. Something to keep
them do that.
Busy. Mm-hmm. They love that, don't they?
The problem at Ray's house is before Lily gets to the peanut butter and the Kong, Ray does.
That's right. Wait a minute, you took my peanut butter.
It's an issue.
Well, the other thing, Andrea, for this dog, she really likes, we've got this rope pull thing that she messes with, not on both ends. She loves to play tug of war with that. She's pretty strong, too, I might add.
And those toys are really good and keeps their minds and keeps them interesting, burns off some of their energy, especially puppies. But that's exactly the kind of toy you don't want to leave with them alone, because when they're alone, they'll tear it apart and they'll swallow a lot of those strands. So that is definitely
there is that. Yes, that is true.
Yeah. So it's definitely a toy that you want to use as a couple, let's say.
Okay.
But I think if you just keep that in mind, that let's give our pets a little bit of alone time right now. So that they get used to being by themselves. We're transitioning. I don't know how quick this is all going to happen. But the other thing about this whole living in COVID land is the masks that people are wearing. And when you start to go, they're getting really, some dogs are really getting freaked out by it. So maybe a dog that was very social, maybe walking in West Harford Center, people would, can I pet your dog? Some dogs are really turned off to seeing people approach them with a mask because they do read facial expressions, and it's something that you have to just keep in mind. And there are ways that you can get them sort of acclimated to other people wearing a mask, but it's a change for them.
Do cats have the same anxieties about masks?
No, they don't seem to. They seem to be more relaxed about it. But the dogs, and again, a lot of people tend to let cats approach them if they're visiting someone's home. And again, a lot of us are just staying to ourselves. But dogs are the ones that really, some of them are fearful to be approached in the beginning to begin with. But then others that usually are the friendly dog, you will find all of a sudden they're barking, they're growling, a little low growl when they see someone approach them with a mask.
Willie, a couple of things. Do dogs carry the COVID virus?
Yes.
I mean, I've seen mixed reviews on this, so I don't know.
But it's extremely rare. And I think that they're not so much carrying it as it's been isolated. And we know a lot more than when we talked about this in March. It seems like in terms of species, cats are the ones that they have isolated the virus in more than dogs. And even that is extremely rare. And it's the human that's passing it on to the pet. There are a handful of cases where the cats actually showed some respiratory symptoms, and they get over it. We have not seen any evidence that the pets are giving it to the people, though.
Talking with Dr. Andrea Dennis Levine from Bloomfield Animal Hospital, host of Pet Talk from 2 to 3 when the world is right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. You know, Andrea, as we head for summer, and we've certainly have had a burst of summer this week with the above 90 temperatures and like, we always have to remind people, and we go back to dogs, about taking their dogs with them and leaving them in the car, and we can never stress enough what's the right protocol there.
You're so correct, Joe, and this is one of the most avoidable fatalities that we can be a part of with our pets. At this time of year, I recommend not bringing our dogs at all in the car. Even in about 15 minutes, if we have like 85 degrees in the sun, that car can become 140 degrees. And I know we also talk about leaving children in the car, which is also very serious, and it just breaks everyone's heart. So this one we can avoid, and I see people now bringing their pets. Even I was at the store on Sunday, and I'm thinking, I don't care if it's 75 degrees, just avoid it at this point in time. And the same thing that people don't think about is even walking your dog this time of year. I see runners that may have a dog that they're dragging behind them, 85 degrees, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you want to do that as a human for yourself, fine, but your dog can't handle it. They can't sweat like we can. And please just keep them at home. We have had, when we get to like 85 degrees, you get, these dogs get so overheated, and we get something called heat intolerance, and it can be fatal. And often by the time you see the signs, it is fatal. Certain breeds like that, brachycephalic dogs, and like pugs, French bulldogs have become extremely popular right now. Those brachycephalic dogs, the sort of smushed in nose, they are at the worst. They are most susceptible to this condition, and they should not be outside going for a walk of over 80, 85 degrees.
How do dogs cool themselves? Is it panting, respiration?
It is. It's the panting. That's the main way that they cool off, and they can't, because of the smushed in nose or the brachycephalic nose, they don't have enough movement to cool off the air. The other way that they sweat is their pads, the bottom of their feet. So when you run them or walk them on a hot pavement that's been, you know, exposed to the sun, they're just absorbing more heat when you're walking them on a hot pavement or a dark pavement. So the ideal thing would be to take them out and let them go to the bathroom. You know, there are going to be some days just avoid going for a walk. They're going to have to skip that walk. If it's 90 degrees, 70%, 80% humidity, don't take them for any significant walk.
Well, it's not good for humans to be out in that weather either, doing taking a walk or a run. So
maybe because I'm so keyed into it, I see it, though. I see.
Yeah, no, of course.
I think it's just so silly. And if you have the other recommendations, if they're overweight, that adds to their stress or their heat index. So if you've got a dog that's 10 pounds overweight, that's just going to make them more susceptible. Older dogs and very young dogs also should not be out and exposed to that hot weather.
And the other thing, because we got to run in a minute, but I want to get in the other thing, Andrew, that people have to be aware of when they take their dogs for a walk at this time of the year, because we had a story in the news about it, ticks.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Ticks are hurt. You know, this is where I really want you to reach out to your veterinarians and talk about tick control. And the diseases that we see in Connecticut far outweigh just Lyme disease. We have Ehrlichia, Anaplasma. Ticks are just the main disease carrier for our dogs and cats. So we need to be, the best thing is to have them on a preventative. Some of them are monthly, some of them are every 3 months. And talk to your veterinarian about that. Most veterinarians have been open through this whole pandemic and closing of the state. Call them. They will guide you. Don't feel like you have to kind of make these decisions on your own, but please do what you can to avoid the situation.
All right. Very good. Doctor, thank you. We appreciate it. Good luck today.
Can't wait for you to get
now,
back.
Do you do doodle work while you're on the phone with these boarders? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Now we have the camera on us.
Oh, nice.
Oh, see, well, there you go.
All right. Andrew, say hi to Randy and Justin for us.
Yeah,
be
take
safe.
Care of yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough day.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Good luck.